this is our traditional limoncello, the flagship and where we got started. We make this by hand zesting all of our lemons. That's nearly 3,000 per week, all done by hand.
That's Allison Mandarino. She's one of the fun tenders, or bartenders, at the Bloomery Sweet Shine Distillery. She drives 2.5 hours every weekend from Pennsylvania to the Eastern Panhandle just to work weekends serving drinks.
You ask anyone here who works here, we all have the same answer. We all love each other, and Tom and Linda, our owners, we want them to succeed so much that we will do whatever we need. And if that means that, you know, I drive and live in a different state every weekend, that's okay. I'll do it because I want to see this through, and I know we're going places, and I just want to help them get there in whatever way I can.
Bloomery Sweet Shine Distillery began after co-founders Linda Losi and Tom Kiefer went on a trip to Italy in 2010. While there, they tasted limoncello, a very popular lemon liqueur, and wanted to replicate it once back in the U.S. After scouting out various locations, they found a rural spot in Charlestown where they began to build their business in an old bloomery, or ironworks mill, from the 1700s that was in disrepair.
So we thought, why not settle in West Virginia? And I came out here and I texted Tom. I'm like, I'm going to meet the Craigslist killer. And he said, where are you and what are you doing? And I said, don't worry, if I like it, you're in trouble. If I don't like it, it's no worries. And I liked it. And so here we are on 12 acres in Charlestown, West Virginia, growing lemons and Hawaiian ginger and raspberries and black walnuts and pumpkins.
Losi says she's amazed at the success of the distillery in such a short time, but attributes that success to the fun tenders who always try to connect to each patron individually and make each customer feel welcome.
Everybody brings their own sort of quirkiness to the team, and if you come and get a tasting on a Friday and have one fun tender and come back in on a Saturday, you're going to get a completely different experience.
Tom Kiefer, the other co-founder, says he thinks it's the naturalness of the product that's attractive and keeps bringing in customers.
Because we have only whole ingredients, there's nothing artificial, no coloring, no dyes, no flavors, anything like that. And there's this robustness that comes with that. I mean, when you taste the ginger, you'll see. I mean, it tastes like liquid ginger root. And when you taste our pumpkin spice, it tastes like grandma's pumpkin pie. I mean, it's just awesome.
You can see the ginger root, the whitish, down at the base of the stalks. That's the root. That's what we'll harvest.
Bloomery Sweet Shine Distillery grows most of its ingredients on site, but since its products are in such high demand, it gets some ingredients locally in Charlestown and Martinsburg. But some come from farmers as far as California.
What we're going to do is put some of the hard lemonade that we bottle. It's made strictly from 100%. Or 190 proof moonshine.
It's open only 4 days a week, but the owners say they average 300 customers every weekend. Their products have won American and international awards and have seen at least one tourist from every state in the U.S., as well as a handful of other countries. Annette Gavin is the CEO of the Jefferson County Convention and Visitors Bureau. She says the distillery is definitely making an impact on Jefferson County's economy.
They didn't just decide to do this, develop it, and wait for people to come. They market it. They market the heck out of it. You know, they get out there and it's literally stomping the pavement to let people know.
Gavin also says the distillery is in a perfect location, being so close to Washington, D.C. and Baltimore.
We're going to start out today with our raspberry lemon.
With an array of flavors to choose from and an ever-growing number in tourists, the Bloomery Sweet Shine Distillery continues to do well in Jefferson County. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Liz McCormick in Charlestown.